Big game tonight, right? Super Bowl. Could you imagine being there, watching your team? They need a score. They need to win. And the coach of the team turns around and sees you in the stands and says, get in the game. What do you think? You think you could do it? I don't mean young you. I don't mean good shape you. I mean you. As you're sitting there in the pew today, could you get in there and make a difference? Can you get in the game? I don't want to offend anybody. I'm speaking for myself as well. It'd be the grace of God that I could do anything. I'd need God himself to come down to help. That is the theme of Scripture today. That's it. Look at Isaiah in the first reading. Isaiah saying, not me. God's saying, get in the game. He's not me. I'm a sinner. I live among sinners. I'm unclean. God's presence comes from the holy altar, touches his lips, he gets in the game. Look at Paul in the second reading. God wants him in the game. Paul's not even on the same team. Paul's playing for the other team. He's killing Christians. God knocks him literally off his high horse onto the ground. And the presence of God changes him. And not only does Paul get in the game, he stays in the game. Think about it. In prison, stoned, persecuted himself, shipwrecks. Listen, if any of us were on a boat and we saw Paul get on, we're getting off. And he stayed in the game. Gospel is no different, folks. Where do we hear Simon, right? Him and the guys have been out fishing all night, catching nothing. Zero, zilch, nada. And here comes what? A carpenter? A carpenter is going to tell a fisherman what to do? And he does. Simon listens. Because it wasn't any carpenter. He realized that he was in the presence of God. And he immediately got in the game. Left everything. You see it? How about you? Are you going to get in the game? Are we already in the game? Because the same presence that touched Isaiah's lips in the Old Testament from the altar is the same presence in the Eucharist that will pass over our lips so that we get in the game. The same presence that appeared to Paul when he was knocked down, when he looked up and saw the presence of God. Can you see? From where you're sitting, when you look up, and Father Mark brings the presence of God here. It's the same God. Do you get in the game? Do you? How about Simon? Simon knew how to fish, but he realized he was in the presence of the Messiah. He was in the presence of God. And he humbly knew that he didn't know everything, that he had to follow God. Do we humbly approach and receive the presence of God and then go forth from here and get in the game? That's what we're called to do. It's the presence of God that changes us, that makes us go out and take our faith with us to the world. Because it's time, folks. It's time. We've been sitting in the pew, sitting on a bench way too long. How many pray in public? Do you pray in public? Do you make the sign of the cross in public? Or you don't want to offend anybody you're with? It's okay to offend him. We won't offend anybody else. How about if you do pray in public, do you throw out the Hail Mary? Do you give her the honor that she's due? Or you don't want to offend anybody because you don't know who's Catholic? Do you pray with your spouses, your children, your grandchildren? Are you in the game for them to lead them to victory? I see some of the faces here. They're not too friendly. Here's the news bulletin, folks. I ain't here to make friends. I'm here to help make saints. I want you to realize that it's time for us to get in the game. I hear so many people tell me, oh, Deacon, I'm so sorry. Can you pray for my son or daughter? They no longer practice. Can you pray for my family, my sister? I'm the only one that's still Catholic. I just hope that they'll come back. You're the hope. You're the prayer. Answer it. I'm tired of people saying, well, I don't know why God lets this happen. I don't know why God hasn't brought them back to me. And you know what God's going to say to you? I was going to ask you the same question. Why didn't you do it? Why weren't you in the game? That's the reality, folks. Catholicism and being a disciple of Jesus Christ is not a casual way of life. No more. Being a Catholic is a full contact sport. And I'll tell you what else it is. It's a collision sport. We collide against society. We collide against culture. We collide against everything that stands against him. And until we realize that, we're going to stay on the benches and not be in the game. That's the reality, folks. It's time. All of our best players, all of our Hall of Famers, and I don't mean Hall of Fame in Canton, I mean Hall of Heaven, have encountered the experience, the presence of God, and dropped everything and got into the game. That's what we're called to do. Because on that last great day, he's going to know. Our Father's going to know. If you were in the stands, on the bench, or on the field, he already won the victory. We're called to join the team and get in the game. Amen? That's what I mean. How'd that sound to God? Try again. Amen. A little better.